There's a very fascinating halacha cited in the Taras Kohanim in this coming week's parsha, which has far-reaching, relevant practical applications, assuming, number one, that this is an obligation of halacha, and assuming we can define exactly how to apply it. On the pasuk in Parshas Behar, which speaks of b'chisimkaru mimkar la'amisecha okano miyad amisecha, selling something to one of your people or purchasing from one of your people. So on that pasuk, the Taras Kohanim writes as follows. Minayin, how do you know, kishuhu mocher, that when you sell something, lotia mocher ela la'amisecha, you have to sell dafka to a member of your people. Pasuk says, v'chisim k'rumimkar la'amisecha. When you sell, sell to your people. Uminayin kishuhu kona, and how do you know that when you purchase something, lotia kona ela miyad amisecha, that you should purchase only from a fellow Jew? Tamalam, the pasuk says, "O kano miyad amisecha," or when you purchase miyad amisecha, it should be from a fellow Jew. So that's the very beginning of Parshas Behar. V'chisimkru mimkar la'amisecha, o kano miyad amisecha. The Torah's kind of darshins from that pasuk: sell to a Jew and buy from a Jew. And of course, the question is, how do we apply that? Just posed to you the question that was posed to the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in his Chubas and Chela Gimel, Simon Kufchav Tes. This dates back to 1959. He was asked about a large chain store opened. And of course, when you have a large, massive chain store, so they can purchase from the manufacturer larger quantities, cheaper prices, they can sell for cheaper prices. And the local mom and pop stores, in this question owned by Frum Jews, we're now struggling to compete. And the question was, are the local Jewish community members obligated to purchase even at a higher price from the smaller Jewish store owners? Or can they go to the Target or whatever else the store might be and purchase for themselves at a cheaper price? That was the question. And the question becomes, of course, how do you apply, if at all, the din here in the Taras Kohanim? So one very fascinating source that discusses potential application of this halacha in Taras Kohanim is a tshuva in the Ramah, in Simin Yud. And the Ramah begins the tshuva discussing what seems to be a somewhat vague, perhaps not really sure yet how practical it is, question. And that is, he discusses when we speak of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, non-Jews being subject to keeping seven Noachide commandments. One of them is dinim, proper dinim mominis interactions with one another. And the Ramah suggests, based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara cites two Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak, how we derive that B'nei Noach are metzuva in dinim. Is it based on the pasuk, Vaitzav Hashem Elokim Al Ha'adam, Lemor, Mikol Eitzagan Achol Tochel, Vaitzav, says Rabbi Yochanan, means a reference to dinim, that B'nei Noach are instructed to keep dinim? Or is it, as Rabbi Yitzchak darshins, Vaitzav Hashem Elokim? Elokim is a reference to dinim, as we find elsewhere in Parshas Mishpatim, V'nikrav, Balabais, Elho Elohim, speaking about Beis Din, with that same term. That dinei Torah, dinim, Rabbi Yitzchak says, are incumbent upon the B'nei Noach as well. And I must suggest that the machlokas of Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak, how to derive the dinim of Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, is really a machlokas as to what dinim are they commanded to keep. The local custom of whatever country they happen to live in, whatever the monetary laws of that country are, that's what they're mitzvah to keep. Or do they have an obligation to keep the dinei Yisrael, as Torah would dictate dinei mominus should be observed? That's what B'nei Noach are really supposed to be observing in their dinei mominus as well. And the Ramah writes, he says, he thinks the halacha is like a B'Yitzchak. that Bnei Noach are really subject when it comes to such monetary issues to Dinei Yisrael, he says. And why is he discussing this? He says, so now let's get to the application, he says, from this discussion to a Maisa Asher Na'ase Ba'olam, to a contemporary issue he speaks of. What's the contemporary issue? He says there is a man in a foreign country, Asher Noda Shmo B'Merchakim, someone in a foreign country who is widely known, and identifies him as Hagon, Harav Meir of Padua. Maram Padua, Rav Meir Katzin Ellenbogen. What was the issue? So Rama describes, this Maram Padua joined together with one of the Anshe Artso Umigdoleha, one of the most prominent people of his country, Italy, who was a publisher of Svarim, says Rama, and they partnered to print the Chibur HaGadol Mishneh Torah of Ben Moshe Ben Maimon. Dr. Usher Ziv, in his edition of the Tshuva Shama, refers us to an article he wrote in Hadarom, 1969, I believe it was, where he identifies this Italian printer who the Maram Padua partnered with as, forgive my improper pronunciation, but he identifies him as Alvis Bragadin, or Bragadini, who was a renowned Christian printer of Hebrew books. And he printed the Rambam in 1550. This is considered his first Hebrew publication. So a renowned Italian Christian printer, 1550, prints the Rambam's Mishneh Torah in conjunction with Maram Padua. And in fact, this Rambam had Maram Padua's own Ha'aros, Hagos, Perushim. It wasn't just Stam a reprint. It was edited. And Maram Padua, one of the Gedolei Torah of that generation, added his own glosses to the Rambam. And the Rama then writes, okay, so the Maram Padua printed in conjunction with this Christian printer, Alvis Bragadini, the Rambam in 1550. And the Rama says, but another wealthy, competing Christian printer decided to also print the Rambam Mishneh Torah to undercut the Maram Padua and his Christian partner. And this Christian printer says, Dr. Ziv, was Marco Antonio Giustiniani. He opened his own Hebrew publishing firm in 1545. And as Dr. Ziv describes, he was a rival of this first other Christian printer. And because he lost out on the opportunity to partner with Maram Padua and publish the Rambam, which he figured would be a big seller, so he decided to, I'll show them. He printed his own version of it, and he was selling it at a cheaper price, undercutting the first printing. And Rama writes, he says, he did this lahachis ulachalos momon hagon hanau. Bedafka, he did this. And the Rama says, and everyone knows if Ram can't sell his Rambam because of this competitor, he's going to lose a massive amount of money he invested in publishing his Rambam. And so the question becomes, is a Jew mechuyev to purchase the Rambam published by Maram Padua, Kanomi Adam Yisecha, or can he save the money on the cost of the printing and purchase the rival Christian printer's version of Marco Antonio Giustiniani? That's correct. Interestingly, Dr. Ziv writes that this rivalry between these two printers resulted in Giustiniani complaining to the church that they should inspect and review the Maram Padua's version of the Rambam because of alleged theologically troubling, from their perspective, comments. And Dr. Ziv writes, this resulted in the burning of the Talmud in Rome, ultimately, in 1553, 3 years later. And it resulted in the closure of all Hebrew printing presses in Venice, where these two printers had been printing in Venice. So this was a major, major controversy. So Rama says, he thinks that, like we just mentioned before, the mitzvah of dinim, that Bnei Noach HaMitzvah in is Dinei Yisrael, and granted, you can't impose that upon these Christian printers or upon the Italian population, but he says, all the Jews who are going to be printing, who are going to be buying the printing of this Rambam, must follow the halacha as per Dinei Torah. And the Rama paskins, the halacha is that the Maram Padua has the right to sell his set of Rambam out before anyone buys from the rival Christian printer. And the Rama says, anyone who calls himself a Yisrael may not purchase any of those Rambam Sfarim from the new printing of the rival Christian printer. And what is the basis of this psak? So he refers, among other rayas, he refers us to this Taras Kohanim, this very source, this week's parasha. He says, you see from the Taras Kohanim that when you're looking to purchase something, you must purchase it from a fellow Jew. So he says, this is Beferish, says Ramah. He says, even if the Goan Maharam was like just one of the Ami Haaretz, just a Jew, you'd have a chiv to purchase from him. Kal v'chomer, he's one of the great, great Goanim. Of course, you have to purchase his Rambam first. Then Ramah addresses another point. One second. Meheche tasted that this din of the Taras Kohanim would apply in this case. Maybe Taras Kohanim is talking about a situation where I have two options. Buy from a non-Jewish seller, merchant, or from a Jewish merchant, and both are selling at the same price. Okay, if it's the same price there, same price there, maybe that's what the Taras Kohanim means, buy from the Jewish merchant over the non-Jewish merchant. But here, the second printer was undercutting the first printer. He was selling it for cheaper. So how do you know that the din of Taras Kohanim is that I have a chiv to buy from a Jewish merchant, even if at a loss to myself? Mechatesi. So the Rama refers us then as one of his proofs to argue that even when you're going to pay a little bit more, you still have to purchase from the Jewish merchant. He refers us to a Gemara Pesachim, Daf Chaf Aleph, Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf, where the Gemara darshins the Pasuk written with regard to what one should do with a nevela, animal that dies without proper shechita. You can't eat it. It's a deraisa. What do you do with it? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, a ger, asher b'sharecha, titnena v'achala. If you have a ger toshav, a guy who observes avodah zarah prohibitions, but not the rest of targ mitzvos, or a guy who observes sheva mitzvos v'neoch, not the rest of the mitzvos. So you give it to the ger toshav, let him eat the nevela. O mechor l'nachir, sell it to a non-Jew. Let him eat the nevela. And the Gemara says, both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agree, says the Gemara, in the words of the Gemara, l'haktim nesina de ger, l'mechira l'nachri. If you have a choice, do I give it to the Ger Toshav or do I sell it to the non-Jew? You should first give it to the Ger Toshav before you choose to sell it to the non-Jew. Says the Rama, clearly giving it away as a free gift to a Ger Toshav is going to come at a loss financially to you because you're choosing not to sell it, but to gift it. And yet the Gemara says, you have a chiv to first give it as a gift to the Ger Toshav before you sell it to the guy. Is that not proof, says Rama, that here as well, when we speak of purchasing from the Jewish merchant over the non-Jewish merchant, even if it will come at a cost to you, you should still have a chiyuv to do so. So the Rama writes, you see from this din that even when there is a cheaper price available from the non-Jewish merchant, you still have a chiyuv to purchase from the Jewish merchant. So writes the Rama with regard to this shaila of Maran Padua and the two rival Christian printers. And he assumes la halacha, like this Taras Kohanim, this week's parsha. Now the question, of course, becomes then, is there any limit to that? Meaning, is there any limit to the application of the halacha? And if the non-Jew is charging half as much as the Jewish merchant, I still have a chiv to go to the Jewish merchant, is that true? Is there some limit to the application of this halacha? That we'll see, as Hashem, in the Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, where he argues, based on the Ramah's own rayos from the din of Nevela, we perhaps could argue that la halacha, this is only true if there's only a relatively minor difference in cost between the two merchants. But if there be a significant difference, he argues, Minchas Yitzchak says, you would not be mechuyev to purchase from the Jewish merchant. Perhaps there might be other issues, such as if he's going to lose his panos entirely and be then stuck up, perhaps you should have to purchase from him in that case. But all else being equal, if there's a significant difference in price, Minchas Yitzchak will argue that perhaps the din of Taras Kohanim would not apply.